1 in 10 Irish babies aborted in first year since legalization. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 1, 2020. Irish women have taken full advantage of the repeal of constitutional protection for unborn babies. With 6,666 abortions performed during the first year of legalization, according to official figures released Tuesday. During 2019 there were 59,796 live births recorded in Ireland, meaning that more than 1 in 10, 10.5%, of known pregnancies, 66,837, ended with an abortion, noted Dr. Angelo Botoni in an essay for the Iona Institute Tuesday. Since 375 women went to England for an abortion in 2019 to take advantage of the UK's liberal abortion laws, especially regarding the later termination of children with Down syndrome or other disabilities, the total number of Irish abortions in 2019 was 7,041, the highest in Ireland's history. According to Dr. Botoni, the number of Irish women opting to terminate their pregnancies increased by some 40% with the legalization of abortion. A high estimate suggested that about 5,000 Irish women had abortions in 2018, jumping to 7,041 in 2019. Whereas in 2018, an average of some 8 Irish women per day went to England for abortions, the number for 2019 rose to 20 abortions per day in Ireland. Ireland's abortion rate is now higher than Italy's, Botoni reported, at 6.9 per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44 as opposed to Italy's rate of 6 per 1,000. The new Irish report provides scant data as compared to reports from other countries, Botoni noted, and gives no information about the age, marital status, ethnicity, and number of previous abortions of those procuring abortions in 2019. Botoni also observes that when the abortion law was discussed in Ireland, pro-life legislators proposed amendments calling for more demographic details in the annual report, a proposal that was rejected. The lack of greater detail, however, makes it very difficult to address the situation of problem pregnancies and how to work to make abortions rare. One key piece of information provided by the report was that just 0.3% of abortions involved a risk to the life or health of the mother. Much more is known about the 2,879 Irish abortions performed in the year 2018, since the UK report furnished much more demographic data than the one produced by the Irish government. One key fact was that 80% of the Irish women who had abortions that year were single and just 18% were married, with the remainder either separated, widowed, or divorced, Botoni notes. Moreover, nearly 1 in 5, 17.9%, of the women had had a previous abortion. One of the slogans of abortion campaigners down the years has been that abortion should be safe, legal and rare. Does 7,041 strike you as rare? Botoni concludes. As Breitbart News reported last month, the Irish government has adopted a radical new program that will create exclusion zones around abortion facilities to eliminate pro-life demonstrations, counseling, and even silent prayer vigils. In a section titled Protecting Women's Health, the text states that government will provide free contraception, enact the Assisted Human Reproduction Bill, and establish exclusion zones around medical facilities, something unique in Europe. The program facilitates gender transition for minors, seeks legal recognition for non-binary people, and will introduce hate crime legislation. The Assisted Reproduction Bill promised by the new program will allow surrogacy, gamete donations, and experimentation on embryos as well. Follow at Williams Rome.